Magic 98.3. It's Debbie Mazzella. Here we are at PNC Bank Arts Center getting ready to see Rick Springfield tonight, but got him standing here with me, and he's like so distracted right now, but I'm going to get him focused because I got a couple of questions for you. How you doing?
I'm good. Unfocused, but good.
Well, that's okay. You were just at the Borgata last night, so I can understand doing two nights in a row. It must get a little difficult.
Yeah, fourth night in a row.
four nights in a row. Yeah. So the fans, I just saw them waiting to take pictures with you and getting stuff signed. They're obviously here, and they just love seeing you every time you go out on tour. This tour just started up at the end of August, right?
Yeah, just the Loverboy and the Romantics. It's just been like a four-week tour, I think, yeah.
And it goes through October. It's been going really good, though.
Yeah, it's been incredible.
And
yeah.
The people are just reacting to you unbelievably, which is really nice.
It's a great show. It's wall-to-wall hits. So
do you guys
really
kind of jam at the end with each other?
No, because we don't really like each other. But, no, we don't. I mean, we haven't really kind of got around to that. It's happened so fast. We haven't kind of worked that out. But they're all great guys, really, really great.
Well, you know, in addition to all the music, I got to tell you, saw you on True Detective, and quite the finish with that show. I mean, did not expect that. And acting in Californication in the new movie with Meryl Streep, how do you, like, balance everything?
I don't sleep.
Okay.
Which is why I'm a little distracted. I find, don't have a cough button on this thing.
That's okay.
I find that it's all, you know, it's all just find ways to make it work. I had to cancel a tour, actually, to do the movie.
Okay.
Ricky and the Flash was going to Australia, and we had to cancel that. But, you know, I mean, you just take priorities.
And I have to tell you, seeing Sound City, I went to see it in the theater and then got to your part, and I went, Rick Springfield's jamming with the Foo Fighters. How jealous am I of him right now? Very, very cool part in that. And, you know, I love that movie because it showed, like, a side of you that your fans probably hadn't seen or didn't know about, mm-hmm. you know, which was really, really cool. So just seeing you on the big screen and seeing you on TV and obviously seeing you live, I think your fans are, you're making new ones, which is really cool, and you've got the old ones that are just here with you throughout the duration.
I'm very fortunate to have, you know, the reason that I'm out here is because people, I guess, are still interested in what I'm doing, which is pretty amazing.
It's been a long career, and it's going to keep going, you know?
Yeah.
So we look forward to tonight. We thank you so much for taking a couple of minutes. We'll let you go get some sleep on the bus if you decide to. And thanks. We're looking forward to the show tonight.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Thanks so much.
Thank you.